beautiful people, and welcome back to a Teens POV. It is wonderful to see you here. I hope you're having a great day. Before we get into today's episode, I would like to say that I am so grateful for all of the support that I've been receiving recently and all of the feedback and interaction that I've been getting. I can see that people are listening, which is great news, and people are actually, people responded to my question from last episode that I asked, and that was just what we'd like to see in future episodes, and I might actually do one of those at the end of this episode too. But that is how this episode for today is brought to you. I was getting a lot of people saying, actually I got a lot of different things from different people, but one of the more common ones I saw was people talking about feeling lonely and not knowing what to do with it, and wanting to be okay by being by themselves. And it was not just one person, a lot of people were saying things along the same lines. So I thought, why not bring something like this to the table? And it is also a topic that hits home because it's something that I've struggled with in the past and still do struggle with every now and then. So I'm going to start off with two keywords that you can keep and tuck away and will probably come back later on within the episode. Two words. One is solitude. The other is loneliness. Now, I'm sure you've all heard both of these words before and heard them be used interchangeably, and they can be classified as synonyms, but my definitions, or at least contextual definitions, are different to what the dictionary definitions would be, but dictionary definitions are always a good starting point. So the Oxford Dictionary definition for solitude is the state of or situation of being alone. And the definition for loneliness is sadness because one has no friends or company. And those definitions in themselves kind of portray what my contextual definitions would be. Because the main difference is solitude is something that you choose, something that you can control. When you choose to be away from people, choose to seclude yourself from people. And it doesn't have to be a negative thing. Whereas loneliness kind of sounds like you're victim to something that's out of your control. Like, no one wants to be around you. Whereas with solitude, it sounds like there are people that want to be around you, but you'd rather not be with them. And I guess loneliness has a lot more stigma, I guess, and derogatory attachments to it. All with good reason. Because, honestly, I think that loneliness is just a state of mind, but we're going to get into it. So, if you are someone who feels lonely from time to time, even if you have friends, even if you're surrounded by people, and don't know what to do with this and don't know how to feel okay by yourself, then this is the episode for you. I'm going to start with the topic of fear of missing out, also commonly known as FOMO. And I'd like to say that especially in today's day and age when everyone's on social media, things are not as they seem. And I've probably mentioned this multiple times before in previous episodes. But in reality, everyone else is, well, most people are probably just as lonely as you are. And in this modern technological world as young people, we need to be very critical about what we see and what we perceive and how we take it. And what we see on social media can actually make you feel more lonely than you really are. And quick anecdote, I remember, I think it was a while back now, but and I heard it from someone else, but I remember always seeing people out with their friends on Snapchat, or seeing people post like parties, themselves at parties every night or every weekend and whatever. And I used to get major FOMO. I always used to think, why am I not there? Why does no one want to be with me? Why don't I have any friends? But that wasn't really the case. And I did have friends, but seeing all of these images on social media really made me feel more lonely than I actually was, because I was believing this projected reality of what people are trying to share. And what I didn't realize is deep down they might be just as lonely as I was at the time, or how I was feeling. And the funny thing here is that, yeah, I felt lonely, but no one would have been able to tell that. And so you don't really know what anyone is feeling, what anyone is going through. And that goes for anything, not just loneliness. And there was also a time where I had some, quote, very close friends, unquote, but I still felt lonely. I still felt lonely. So obviously, it's not your friends that make you less lonely. And I actually remember exactly what I said. I think it was on literally a voice recording, because that was something I used to do whenever I felt like I didn't have anyone to talk to and I was too lazy to write it all out or journal it. I would just voice record, and it was actually quite therapeutic. So definitely would recommend, if you've got like stuff going through your head or stuff that you need to get off your chest, but you feel like you have no one to confide in, voice recordings and voice memos are the way. I'll make a reenactment of what I said. It was like this: because at this point, I don't really have anyone. And you could hear my sobbing and sniffling in the background. And also another important thing with that is, during that time, obviously other people could see me, but they couldn't see what I was going through on the inside. And talking about that time of my life now with other people, they told me how on the outside, as an outsider, all they could see was close friends, best friends, a close circle of friends that would hang out all the time and would share each other's deepest secrets and had such strong bonded friendship. Whereas in reality, I felt alone. Now that we've got my backstory out of the way, to the important part: what did I do about it, and what can you do if you are in a similar situation? Now, I've got to give most of my credit to my mum, but also podcasts as well. And I mentioned it probably in my very, very first episode about why I started this podcast. But when I felt the most alone, I would keep like many different podcasts on repeat in my headphones or just playing on my phone while I was doing whatever, because it made me feel less alone. And when I started this podcast, that was something that I wanted to achieve, because I know that there were podcasts that helped me when I felt lost and alone, and I hope that my podcast can be that for someone else. But around the time where I felt alone but wanted to learn how to be okay by being by myself, I actually realized that I had become codependent. And that's a whole other topic if you want me to get into that. It'll be in another episode, just let me know. But yeah, I had become codependent on my friends and just things that are outside of me. I had become dependent on to keep my happiness and keep me feeling less alone than I was. And I didn't realize that the problem was within myself. But basically, I found something that I was passionate about. That's always the best method or best thing to, first of all, distract yourself, but find something that you love. Find your talents. Find new hobbies. Try new hobbies. But during my time where I felt the most alone, I actually got back into modeling, which is something that I used to do when I was younger, but I'd stopped it. And then I got back into it, and it really saved me, honestly. And Mum was the one who actually got me back into it. But it's fashion and beauty is something that I've always been interested in from a very young age. And so I kind of took modeling and ran with it. And it gave me something to work towards. And it really made me feel less alone. And it gave me a community as well. It gave me a community. Other things you could do. Pick up a book. That's something that I definitely recommend. And I know that not everyone likes to read. But honestly, I feel like there are so many different genres of books, and I'm sure you'd be able to find something that interests you. And if you say that you don't like reading, it's probably because you haven't found something that you like to read yet. And it could be absolutely anything. It could be fiction, non-fiction, whatever. Whatever is your cup of tea. But also the main thing I think that helped me the most was detoxing from social media. Put your phone down. Go outside, talk to your family, parents, siblings, and make real connections with people. I feel like everyone is so fake. Everyone is always trying to be someone that they're not. Just be authentic to yourself, and you might have the chance to actually nurture an authentic connection, an authentic relationship with someone. And I'm sure there's plenty of other things that you could do. And I could tell you to do all of these things. And you might do them, you might not. But if there's one thing I want you to leave this episode with, it's this. We're only truly alone if we choose to be. When we lose ourselves looking for fulfillment in others, that is when we are alone. But let me give you a hint. Loneliness often stems from an aspect of your relationship with self. And your relationship with self perpetuates every single one of your relationships. If you cannot be alone and be okay with being alone by yourself, then it's going to be hard for you to know what you like and to know what you don't like. And think of it this way. When you first meet someone and you get to know them, how do you get to know them? By spending time with them. So how are you going to get to know yourself? You spend time with yourself. You try new things and you figure out what you like to do and you figure out your passions and everything starts to click. And I know it's easier said than done. And it takes a lot of courage, trust me, because if you're so used to drowning out your loneliness by surrounding yourself with so many people that you can't even think about it anymore, which, trust me, I know because I've been there, done that, it can be hard. It can be hard to break away from that habit. But honestly, even just by listening right now, I've probably said this in every single episode, but it still rings true. If you're listening right now, you have, one, identified something that you resonate with, because obviously if you clicked on this episode, it means that you are interested in hearing. And two, you have become aware, self-aware. And like I say, awareness is always the first step. So you're already getting somewhere. And yes, it takes courage, but you've already taken the first step, honestly. Another thing to think about is I was reading a scientific report, or I think it was a study actually, on loneliness and the science behind it. And I remember that it said, loneliness is synonymous with perceived social isolation, not objective social isolation. And what this means is that you don't have to be lonely to feel lonely, if that makes sense. Like, it's not about actually being lonely. It's not about actually being alone. Because you could be completely alone and still feel fine. And you could be surrounded by people and still feel lonely. So it's about your mindset. And if you feel like you're part of a community, part of a group, or you have strong social connections, or you have friends, it's about how you feel. And especially as human beings, our perception of reality is extremely biased and completely dependent on every single individual. Now, I mentioned before different things that you could do if you do feel lonely, but sometimes if you're overwhelmed with loneliness, it can be kind of hard to get out of bed and actually do stuff. And I understand that. Or maybe you're too busy and you still feel lonely. I don't know. But something I found that helps is music or podcasts or an audiobook. Anything that has sound or someone talking, or even YouTube. YouTube helps as well, because it's something to play in the back so that your thoughts don't get caught up. So that's another thing that could help. But the most important thing that I want to reinstate is that we're only truly alone if we choose to be. When we lose ourselves looking for fulfillment in others, that is when we are alone. That's the most important part. And that brings us to the reflection questions. I'm just going to get straight into them. Can I feel okay when I'm alone? Do I feel lonely? Is there anything previously mentioned in this episode that I could try when I feel lonely? How can I choose solitude rather than loneliness? And just remember that if you do feel like this, you're not the only one. And you might not even realize it, but looking at the people around you, they might look like they're fine, but you don't know what they're feeling, and they might feel the same way as you do. So even if you do feel lonely, just know that you're not alone in that aspect. And that brings me to the end of this episode. If you've listened this far, thank you so much. And thank you again for all of the support that I have got. And also, all of the different countries. That is amazing. You guys are amazing. I can't believe that I have so many listeners from so many different countries. So thank you. From Australia to all the other countries that are listening. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at dear.bangra, and I will leave another question in this episode. So if you're listening on Spotify, I'm pretty sure it's only just Spotify, but if you're listening on Spotify, then you can answer the question that I will leave with this episode. And that's all I have for today. So until next time on A Teen's POV, bye.